नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम् 10th canto, chapter 65, Lord Balaram visits Vrindavan, text 11. Mataram, Pitaram, Bhratrin, Patin, Putran, Swasrim, Swasrin, Api, Jadarthe, Jahima, दासारह दासारह दुष्टजान सजनान प्रभो भातरं मातरं पीतरं भ्रातृन पतिं पुत्रान सस्रिनपि जदर्थे जहिमा दाशारह दुष्टजान सजनान प्रभु मातरं पीतरं भ्रातृन पतिं पुत्रान सस्रिनपि जदर्थे जहिमा दासारह दुस्त्वजान सजनान प्रभो मातरं पीतरं भ्रातृन पतिं पुत्रान सस्रिनपि जदर्थे जहिमा दासारह दुष्टजान स्वजनान प्रभो पितरं भ्रातृन पतिं पुत्रान सस्रिनपि जदर्थे जहिमा दासारः दुष्टजान सजनान प्रभो माताजीर Mataram, mother. Pitaram, father. Bhratrin, brothers. Patim, husbands. Putran, children. Sasrin, sisters. Api, also. Jat, of whom. Arthe, for the sake. Jahima, we abandoned. Dasarha, O descendant of Dasarha. Dustajan, difficult to give up. Swajanan, own people. Prabhu, O Lord. So, yeah. So these are two verses are together. I just read the first one. I'll read the second one now. Tana sadda parittajya gata sanchinna sohiva kathang nu tadrishang stribhir na shaddhi eta bhashitam. For translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, for Krishna's sake, O descendant of Dasarha, we abandoned our mothers, fathers, brothers, husbands, children and sisters, even though these family relations are difficult to give up. But now, O Lord, that same Krishna has suddenly abandoned us and gone away, breaking off all affectionate ties with us. And yet, how could any woman fail to trust his pastimes? Please repeat after me. For Krishna's sake,
O descendant of Dasarha,
we abandoned
our mothers,
fathers,
brothers,
husbands,
children,
and sisters,
even though these family relatives
are difficult to give up.
But now,
O Lord,
the same Krishna
has suddenly abandoned us
and gone away,
breaking off all affectionate ties with us.
And yet,
how could any woman,
fail
to trust his promises? So these two verses don't have any purport. So I'll go to the next one, text 13. Kathang nu grinhan tabasthitatmano vacha kritagnasya buddha parishtriya buddha purastriya grinhanti vaichitra kathasya sundara smita valoko chashita smaranutara. Translation: how can intelligent city women possibly trust the words of one whose heart is so unsteady and who is so ungrateful? They must believe him because he speaks so wonderfully, and also because his beautiful smiling glances arouse their lust. Please repeat after me. How can intelligent city women possibly trust the words of one
whose heart is so unsteady
and who is so ungrateful?
They must believe him
because he speaks so wonderfully,
and also
because his beautiful smiling glances
arouse their lust.
Purport: according to Sridhar Swami, some gopis speak the first two lines of this verse and others reply in the second two lines. Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this chapter describes that Balaram went to Gokul, Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram left long time ago. And the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, who couldn't tolerate the inability to see Krishna even for a wink of an eye. When the eyes blinked for that moment, they could not see Krishna, and that separation or that inability to see Krishna became so unbearable, they were criticizing Brahma's creation. What kind of body he created? That he created eyes that blink. And because of that, we are not able to see Krishna. So those who could not tolerate the separation from Krishna even for a wink of an eye, they were deprived of Krishna's association for a long, long time. So they were in a very, very miserable condition at that time. Actually, they stopped eating, they stopped doing anything. When Uddhava went to Vrindavan, he saw that the fireplaces got spider webs. That means they haven't used it for so long. No, they didn't cook for so many days. Practically, they didn't cook since Krishna left. That was how they are feeling the separation from Krishna. And after this, and then Balaram went to Vrindavan. And when Balaram went, he first met the senior members, Mother Jashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and other elderly gopis. And then finally, this is describing Balaram's meeting with the Braja gopis, the damsels, young girls of Vrindavan. And they are complaining to him that, look, we have given up everything for the sake of Krishna. We gave up our mother, we gave up our fathers, we gave up our husbands, we gave up our brothers, we gave up our sisters, we gave up our children, only for the sake of Krishna. And look what he has done to us. He left us and went away. We gave up everything for his sake, and now he has he left us also. And at that point, in this first two verse, although there is no commentary, Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur gave a very long commentary on that. And kind of a discussion going on, you know, questions and answers between. The gopis are asked questions. Why did you do that? We couldn't help it. You should have thought about it. And so finally the gopis mention that because we are stupid, we are village girls, so we don't really have intelligence, we are not very intelligent, we fell for him and see what he has done to us. But then this verse, the 13th verse, is saying that he may have deceived us, the village girls, who are inexperienced and unintelligent. But how come the city girls, who are intelligent and who are smart, how come they fell in love with him? Because he cannot be trusted. Because, anyway, so that's why they're saying, how can intelligent city women possibly trust the words of one whose heart is so unsteady and who is so ungrateful? So they're telling that Krishna is fickle-minded, his mind is unsteady, and his heart is ungrateful. Because if Krishna was grateful, then he would never have, he could never behave in this way. So anyway, ultimately we have to understand these are all Krishna's pastimes, arranged through Yogamaya. And why Krishna did that? In order to intensify their love for him. If the love is uninterrupted, then the love can become boring. But when there is interruption like that, when there is separation, that love, then love becomes more intensified. Biraho madhur, there is an expression. Biraho means separation, and this separation makes loving relationship sweeter. So that is why Krishna is making that arrangement. That this separation is simply to intensify their love for him. And Krishna derives great joy seeing how they are feeling due to his separation. How intense their love is. So that is the greatness of Krishna's Braja Leela. Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes is a very unusual pastimes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme. He is the Supreme Lord and Master. So, since he is the Supreme Lord and Master, what is the natural relationship with the living entities with him? Servitorship. He is the Lord and everyone else is his subservient subordinates. Akale Ishwar Krishna Arshab Bhrikta. Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Master, and everyone else is his servant. So that is the natural attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Vrindavan, that is not the case. In Vrindavan, there is predominating relationships are in friendship, parental and conjugal. And the principal consideration of that relationship is conjugal. Parental and friendship are supporting that conjugal relationship. So that is Vrindavan. In this respect, the Goswamis of Vrindavan made a very wonderful analysis. They're kind of deriving this point from the consideration that this material nature is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So if there is something in the reflection, that must be existing in the real substance. If there is something in the reflection, then the real object, that must be existing. For example, if there is in a reflection of a tree on a pool of water, if we see green leaves, red flowers and yellow fruits, then we have to conclude that the green leaves, red flowers and yellow fruits are there existing in the real tree. So from that consideration they are deriving important the question or consideration that in the material world we see five kinds of positive relationships. Actually, four kinds of positive relationships. One is neutral, shanta, neutral relationship. That is, I am okay, you are okay, but there is no exchange. No loving exchange. The loving exchange actually begin with servitorship. The master and servant have a kind of loving relationship. Now, the relationship between friends is even deeper than the relationship between master and servant. Relationship between the parents and offspring is even deeper than friendship. And the relationship between husband and wife is even deeper than the parental. So, we find that these relationships are there in the material nature. Like, there is beyond servitorship, there is friendship, parental and conjugal. Don't you find that? Now, if these relationships are in the material nature, then these relationships must be there in the spiritual nature also. Otherwise, how can it be here? Like, and what's the difference between material nature and spiritual nature? The material nature is the world where we are the center. And the spiritual nature is the world where Krishna is the center. That's the only difference. The distance between material and spiritual is us and Krishna. Where we are the center, that is material. Where Krishna is the center, that is spiritual. So if we have these relationships with us in the center, then there must be these relationships must be there with Krishna also. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Lord and Master. So, His relationship with the living entities are generally in servitorship. But, these three other relationships are not possible with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Friendship takes place among equals. How can one become equal to the Supreme Personality of God? At least in friendship, the Lord and His devotees are equal. But in parental, the devotees have become superior and Krishna has become subordinate. So how this relationship is possible with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How can anyone be superior to the Supreme Personality of God? And conjugal, how can one develop the loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead just as a young girl and young boy falls in love with each other? So these relationships are not possible with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the question is then, why we find these relationships in the material nature? Okay. So, one cannot become equal to the Lord or superior to the Lord. But if the Lord wants, if Krishna wants, then he can become equal to somebody. If Krishna wants, he can become subordinate to somebody. And if Krishna wants, he can allow a girl to fall in love with him. Just like a young girl falls in love with a young boy. So, and how does Krishna do that? Krishna, in order to enable his devotees to develop these relationships with him, Krishna ceases to become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna becomes a cowherd boy. It's impossible to become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to become equal to a cowherd boy, no problem. To become superior to a cowherd boy, it's possible, and so forth. So is falling in love with a cowherd boy for a young girl. So that's why in Vrindavan, Vrindavan is the region where Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is a cowherd boy. And all the devotees there have forgotten that Krishna is God. Again, there is another kind of consideration, forgetfulness. There are two types of forgetfulness. One kind of forgetfulness is out of ignorance, that we always experience. But there is another kind of forgetfulness that is out of intense love. For example, the son has become the prime minister. It is not that the mother doesn't know that her son is the prime minister, but she doesn't treat him like the prime minister. Why? Because of her love for him. It's not important. Like, because of their love, because of mother's love for the son, the mother doesn't consider what his position is. She treats him like her son. So this is a kind of, another kind of forgetfulness out of intense love. And in Vrindavan, the forgetfulness of the residents about Krishna's situation as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is something like that. You may be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? That is their attitude. What really matters is you are my friend. Whether you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, you will always remain my friend. I will always treat you as my friend. I will always treat you as my son. I will always treat you as my lover. So that is Vrindavan. A forgetfulness out of intense love. And that is Jogamaya. Maya is forgetfulness, or Maya, another meaning of the word Maya is that belongs to me, that feeling that somebody is mine. So due to the intense love for Krishna, they feel that Krishna is mine. Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my son. And Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead therefore becomes irrelevant. So that is Vrindavan. And by Jogamaya's arrangement, Krishna makes that situation that the gopis feel, or the residents of Vrindavan feel, that Krishna left Vrindavan. And he didn't come back for hundreds of years. Not hundreds of years, almost 100 years. So, that is their feeling. But in reality, Vrindavanam parityajya kutra kadapi na gacchati. Krishna never goes anywhere leaving Vrindavan. Krishna doesn't even take a step out of Vrindavan. That's the reality. Then the question is, then why do they feel like that? That's Jogamaya's arrangement. When Krishna is with them, it's not that they don't deal with Krishna. Krishna deals with them. But when Krishna is dealing with them, then they meet him with Krishna and they feel as if they are dreaming. So anyway, this is what Vrindavan is like. Like Krishna in reality never leaves Vrindavan. The question may arise, well, Krishna did go to Mathura to kill Kamsa. Now, while going to Mathura, when Akrura was taking Krishna Balaram to Mathura, they came to the border of Vrindavan and Krishna Balaram. Akrura decided to take a dip in Jamuna. So when Akrura went to Jamuna, he saw Krishna and Balaram there in the river. And he was surprised that Krishna Balaram was on chariot. How come they are here? So he went back and he found that Krishna Balaram is still sitting there. And then he came back and he saw them in their forearm form. So at that point, Brajendranandan Krishna went back to Vrindavan. And Vasudev Krishna, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, came and sat on the chariot. So whom Akrura took to Mathura was not Brajendra Nandan Krishna, but Vasudev Krishna. The Brajendra Nandan Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So again, we go back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has summed up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajeshotanai. Aradhya Bhagavan, the supreme worshipable personality of Godhead, is the son of Nanda Maharaj. He is emphatically pointing out that Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajeshotanai. In this way, he is pointing out that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajeshwar. And Stadhama Vrindavanam, his abode is Vrindavan. And Ramma Kachid Upashana Brajabodhu Vargena Jakulpita. The way the cowherd damsels worship Krishna, that is the supreme worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the highest form of worship. So this is actually indicating clearly that there are two Krishnas. Devaki Nandan Krishna, who is Vasudev Krishna, and Brajendra Nandan Krishna. The Krishna in Vrindavan is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Then the question may arise, but Vasudev brought Krishna to Vrindavan. So it was, Krishna was brought to Vrindavan. Okay, there also is a mystery. Mother Yashoda actually gave birth to two children, one son and one daughter. And when Vasudev Krishna was brought by Vasudev and placed him on the bed, then it was dark, he didn't really see properly that the other son was there. So this Devakinandan Krishna merged in Vasudev Krishna, Nandanandan Krishna. And he took the daughter and went. Now, and also, that is understandable because Vasudev Krishna is an expansion of Krishna. So he merged in Krishna's body, and when Akrura came, that Vasudev Krishna then went to Mathura. Anyway, so this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us a very clear understanding of who Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and his abode is Vrindavan, and his Vrindavan pastimes are the supreme, and he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akale Ishwar Krishna, Ete Changsha Kalapumsha, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. So the original Krishna, original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna of Vrindavan. And his first expansion is Balaram, and then expands the Chaturbuha of Dwarka. Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And this Vasudev Krishna has two aspects again. One is Mathuresh Krishna and Dwarkesh Krishna. His pastimes are in Mathura as well as in Dwarka. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the class. You mentioned that Krishna takes pleasure in the intensifying of his devotees' love for him. But someone who's not so, he may question that the gopis or the devotees of Krishna, they're in one sense suffering in separation from him, and Krishna is taking pleasure in that. They may misunderstand that. So how is it that apparent suffering of the gopis is actually, how do we understand that to be their pleasure?
Well, love is like that. Love doesn't always give pleasure. Like that love in separation becomes intensely painful. But that pain is not really ordinary pain. That pain also, when one goes deep into it, sees that it is actually a source of joy, especially when it is with Krishna. In the material platform, yes, separations are painful, because the material relationships are temporary to begin with. But that's not the case with relationship with Krishna. It's eternal. There's no question of separation. I mean, in one hand one can consider, why there should be separation? Krishna is there in the heart. Actually, that's what, when Uddhava went to Vrindavan, he was trying to pacify the gopis. So why are you feeling this separation? He's always there in your heart. You can feel him, he's there. And their response was, Uddhava, you do not know what love is. So that love, although the person, as I said, loving relationship with Krishna is very different from mundane loving relationships. You know, Krishna is, it's a feeling that he is not there. And that feeling of separation eventually is intensifying the joy of union. Because the separation is there, union becomes so much more delightful.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So we can end with a little kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Vishutarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.